1-800-747-3733.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
And now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP on The Bone, Real Raw Radio. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. Didn't see game one, but I saw game two last night at the Stanley Cup with the Panthers and the Oilers.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, it's...
What's the story with that girl, that Oiler fan that flashed the boobs?
Yeah.
What's the story with that chick?
Yeah, I would say around the country, outside of Edmonton and Miami or the Florida area, the biggest headline for the Stanley Cup is the mystery Edmonton Oilers fan woman who, game one, flashed her boobs and became like a viral sensation.
I saw it right after she did it. Some porn company offered her money to like, do it on their website or something.
Exactly. So they ordered her some. Well, anyway, she went viral because of that. And she's like, she's not like 22 drunk in the stands. She's like maybe 45 drunk in the stands.
Oh, she is that? I didn't realize.
Are they nice like for 45?
Yeah. Because you really can't see them,
nice?
But you can see like there's a
You can't see them. They're right out there.
Yeah, you can see the whole
thing I've seen is pixelated.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen them without the pixels.
Who's got that link in their mail?
Send it.
Full, bouncy, and perfect.
Hurry up. I haven't seen it. But what you could see, like the outline from the pixels.
Yeah.
She's got a set.
Yeah. So she said that Monica, my question involves this woman. She went viral and all that stuff, and now she's finally done an interview, and she said she only had a handful of Cheezies, which I assume is like Cheez-Its or some sort of crackers, all day she ate. And then eight Truly she drank in the first period. She
goes,
that was definitely inspiring.
Yeah.
She says, there's no reason I would flash my boobs except I just got caught up in the moment and I had eight Trulies.
Yeah, she's not in her 40s, though.
I don't know. I thought she was maybe 40.
Brett just showed that video. She's not in her 40s.
I bet you she's in her... She's definitely not in her 30s. I think she's in her early 40s, but she looks
really...
You think
really
so? Yeah. But she looks good. But she looks
listen, great.
40 ain't what it used to be, so...
I like that.
No, she looks great. And they were perfect and all this stuff. And the
really
flash,
were.
And I mean, that's why she went viral. And she looks like a woman who wouldn't do that, and she did it.
What's the belt?
You know?
Everybody's looking at the boobs. I'm looking at the belt. What is that belt?
Oh, yeah, I did notice that, too.
I'm looking at the belt.
She's got like a... study belt or something.
Everybody's looking at my boobs now. Yeah, they are.
Right.
Eight White Claws, Monica? Is that about the time you might start flashing people?
You're going to start doing stuff. No, I think eight is definitely going to start doing stupid
and
things.
And that statement right there is exactly why if they're going to do something... I'd rather my daughter smoke weed.
I used to say that about my daughters, too.
Then drink beer. Then drink alcohol.
Yeah.
Because you never see somebody up on a bar flashing their tatas after a couple of bong hits. You don't see it. Doesn't happen.
But I mean,
it doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
I know, but okay, just hear me out here. Is it all, like what she did, what this Oilers, she wasn't, there's no sex. Is it really that bad of a deal? The pictures are pixelated, like
it
you said. You might
when
find
you're her
one.
Father.
What's the difference? You just got them saying you liked them. They were a nice set. Don't you want to do your part?
How many
for
times
America?
Do we have to have this conversation? It is when you're her father.
Hypocritical, because
it is when you're her father.
You
Monica,
know?
This conversation is like politics. I'm not going to change your mind, and you're not going to change my mind.
You know she's got a father. She is a daughter.
You're keep on going. It's not okay when it's your daughter.
Right.
But it's not.
And it doesn't matter when it's not your daughter.
It does. Right. Okay, because you have a daughter, it doesn't make you not want to see it because you know that is someone's daughter.
I don't care if it's somebody else's daughter.
No.
But you should remember, you have that. You should have empathy there. You should know.
Yeah, you're right. I should. But I don't.
And supposedly she's 34.
Okay.
Is she?
Kate is 34.
Oh, she looks a little older.
Kate Trulies is what she had. Is what she
see,
had.
Now
hello.
Now she's humanized.
Yeah.
She got a name. This is what I'm saying. She has a name. She's got probably got kids. She definitely has brothers and sisters.
Right.
She's got a whole life. She goes to church on Sunday. She's still listen.
Right.
She had fun after eight Trulies. No harm, no foul.
Her pastor at the church saw this picture. He's like, oh my God.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying there's harm. All I'm saying is that's why I'd rather my daughter smoke pot.
And I know this would never happen. I know it would never, ever happen. If your daughter did something like this, are you just embarrassed? Because at this point, she's 30, whatever, at this age. I'm not saying she doesn't now. Clearly not now. But if she's like 30, whatever she is, and she had eight Trulies, and she was, you know, in a different country. Like, you know what I mean? Like, is it truly that big of a horrible deal?
No, it's not.
However,
because if that was Kelly or Courtney, I wouldn't care as much.
Like, it's
Thank
not,
you.
You would if I was the one sitting here watching it.
if they did it, it's on them.
You most certainly would care.
They're grown adults. It would be on them if they flash their boobs at a hockey game.
You and I have had, stop me if I'm wrong, maybe five truly contentious moments in all the years. Probably. If I sat here and launched that video, and it was one of your daughters, and you were right there, we'd have number six. There's no question about it.
Stop watching
this. There's no question about it. Now, I would never do it.
Well, if you saw it once,
I would never do it.
I can't say anything. It's just a person in a headline. And then you go, Raj, it's Courtney, or Raj, it's Kelly.
Why? Like, no, what? I would have a situation on my hands if I came across it. If I came across it and saw it, I'd have a situation on my hands.
Because
now
what
I have
an inner conundrum.
Right.
In my mind, do I tell Raj and destroy his soul?
Right.
Or do I just keep my mouth shut and tell everybody he knows except for him? What do I do?
That's what I was going to say was you send out the mass text message first.
No, I wouldn't.
Then you message.
I would never
then
do
you,
that.
Then you'd say to me, have you seen this? It's going viral.
I would. If I'm being really, really honest, I would tell you. I'd be like, dude, here's a heads up.
I would tell
up.
You first right away.
Here's a heads up, dude. And I would I would let you know. I wouldn't even call you to come over here.
Right.
I would, sitting 5 feet from you, I'd be like, I'm about to send you a link.
Right.
I didn't know this existed.
Right.
I just stumbled on this.
You should know about this.
But here you go. I did see it.
Yep.
I can't unsee it.
I won't watch it again.
I promise you,
that's
I won't watch
question,
it again.
Roger,
stop lying.
Do you watch
but
it?
But it's
Roger?
Out there.
Do you? I mean, you can't watch it. That's not.
Watch what?
If
no.
But,
if my daughter did, I'd have to watch. First of all, I'd have to watch it to see is it her for sure.
Oh.
There was a dude. I just
and then
saw.
I'd be like, oh, that's her. Oh, this is horrible.
Oh.
and then I'd text
horrible.
Susan, you're not going to believe this. She'd be like, I already saw it.
Oh.
If I can find it. There was a guy.
If it happened,
actor. Let me see if I can find a story. Some actor dude. Was talking about, I guess there was a premiere for his movie, and his dad and his movie had a sex scene in it.
Yep.
And where is it? God damn it! And here it is, Nicholas Galitzine.
Okay.
I never heard of the guy. He's in a movie called Mary and George. And his dad insisted on watching his sex scenes.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
He said it's pretty uncomfortable. So I guess in the movie they had the premiere, and I guess there's multiple sex scenes. And his father, he said, it was pretty uncomfortable. My dad is in this hyper-masculine way, was like, I'm going to watch this. Men watch their sons do sex scenes. And
no.
I was like, Dad,
no,
you really
no.
don't have to. Like,
no,
I
no.
get that you're proud, but you could like sit this one out.
That's so funny,
and
though.
The father was like, nope.
Nope.
I'm going to watch my son. And I'd be like, you're a weirdo.
he's busting balls. If you're going to go, if my son's going to do sex scenes, I'm going to bust his balls with him. I can't wait to watch this.
I'm going
to go watch have sex in the movies.
No. It happened.
I wouldn't
this
say.
This isn't something that the father said.
That's what I'm saying. His father's busting him because he knows he did. He goes, yep, I think I'm going to have to go check out your sex scenes.
Yeah,
put it in.
This guy's sex scenes is probably paying for mom and dad's new house. So
who has it worse?
I don't know about that.
Who has it worse? Under penalty of death or something. Who has it worse? Kids having to watch their son, their mom and dad sex scene, or a parents trying to have to watch the kids sex scene?
Parents.
They have it worse?
Parents have it worse. Yeah.
Are you sure? Because that's your.
No,
then you
I'm
would
not
rather
sure,
watch your
I'm
mom.
I'm just saying, in my point.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know. Parents have it worse watching
like,
their kids' sex scenes.
We got caught once together. Both facing different sides of the room, if you know what I'm saying.
I know too much.
And
by your kids, right?
I think it was Joseph. And the door shut real quick. So I don't really know if we got caught. It has never come up in conversation.
I bet.
But they're at the age, and there's enough ball breaking that goes on in the house that if he did catch us, he was young. So I don't even know if he would have known what it was, but if he was old enough to know what it was, it would have come up by now.
You think he would have brought it up, 100%. Though, to his parents?
As soon as we started breaking his balls about his crusty socks, that would have happened.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
And we definitely broke his balls about crusty socks.
Oh,
I know
gosh,
I did.
Really?
Stop saying broke his balls about all of the sex stuff because it sounds weird. I don't like it.
I'm telling you like it is.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway...
Well, this woman is making a lot of headlines, as many as the Stanley Cup.
So now, what is did Are the Oilers trying to ban her from the arena? Are they embracing the whole thing? Or are they just paying attention, like playing like it never even happened?
Yeah, I didn't see an Oilers reaction to it. Did you, Brett? I didn't see anything about the Oilers reacting, actually.
They said they're very happy that it's distracting people from them being down 0-2.
Yeah, I mean, I could see them, just, especially with hockey. You know, I think maybe some football teams would have kind of embraced it and, you know, had some fun on their social media. But hockey, these tight-lipped organizations, no way.
I probably just don't comment and move on because it can only be trouble no matter what you say.
Right.
Just let it go. Let it happen on the side over there.
Good for her. I wonder how many offers she's getting from, like, OnlyFans probably doesn't even put out offers anymore. Just they get whatever they get at this point, right?
The one she got was from Cam Soda. So, I mean, I just said the word Cam Soda. I've never heard of it in my life, right? Have you?
Yeah.
You have heard of it? Oh, okay. They promised her $100,000 if she just showed off her boobs like she did on their streaming service. Well, which, I mean, that's kind of smart.
Why wouldn't she do it?
Yeah, because it's just her boobs.
Grand, it's just your boobs. It's,
right.
You know, like,
and it's
like,
already out there. Everybody knows what they look
like. Right. And like Monica just said, it wasn't done in a sexual way.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to do it for nothing when you waste it, have another 8 White Claws and flash them. Right. You know what I'm saying? For $100,000?
Why not?
Do it for America. Come on.
Here I am just saying I don't want my kids drinking because they're going to show their boobs. But for
$100,000?
Mm.
No.
Yeah, you
Well, the problem with it is it could have career repercussions.
Depending.
You know? I mean, I was reading something about some woman who was a teacher, went to OnlyFans to supplement, then got let go and said if she had it to all do over again, she would never do the amount of hate that she's gotten from her community and that kind of stuff. She was like, I would never recommend, even though I was making 5-6 times the amount I was making as a teacher.
Hmm.
And you know how she got outed? So in the story, I was reading the story about it. She was like in Missouri or something. A student slid a note under her door that says, I know your secret.
Oh.
Could you imagine?
Nope.
Can you imagine the adrenaline surge of nerves that just goes through your body in that moment?
Mm-hmm.
I know your secret. That's like, what was that movie? I Know What You Did Last Summer. You know?
Yeah. Right, he keeps calling up.
No.
By the way, this woman works in the Canadian oil fields.
Oh, she won't get in any trouble.
How about that? And I wonder, I mean, oil fields, we don't know, but I picture tons of guys work there, and maybe, and like they say, I was just reading, the companies, you know, they have offices, they have the field jobs, whatever. If she's in the field, she's one of the few women in the field, maybe.
Right.
You know, stereotypically. If she's in the office, maybe you have a lot of women and a few guys around, and maybe they can be a little bitchy. I don't know if it would be good or bad. It might be, she might be a star in the Canadian oil fields.
She would be. Or she may get harassed.
Yeah. Or she may, you know, maybe she's that cool chick in the bar who works in the oil fields, hangs with the guys, and has no problem hanging with the guys.
Right.
And she's just now cool.
Yeah, but then she's got no problems handling with the guys, and then one guy gets too drunk and ruins everything. You know, says something inappropriate, does something inappropriate.
Oh, boy.
And then...
Next 10 years.
Lift up your shirt again, Tuts. Right? Let's go. Oh, yeah.
Next 10 years, that's all she's going to hear is,
hey, give you
show us your boobs.
Hey, show us your boobs, eh?
No,
I give you $100,000. I'll give you $100.
Canadian.
Right, is Cam Soda an American website or a Canadian website?
Oh,
wow. Let's see, how much is that? Can I have a...
No way, that's blocked.
CU currency. I have a currency converter on my phone somewhere.
What? Nice. Why?
It's an app for when
it's a world traveler.
Okay.
You just Google it happens too.
100,000 Canadian
CAD
is 72,600. Right now is $72,637.84.
Hmm. It's 100,000 U.S. That's pretty good.
No.
Oh, it's a Canadian site.
Is equal to 72,637.
Do we know if Cam Soda is?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm looking Cam Soda. Free live sex.
Good for her. I hope it works out for her.
Comes right through.
Does it really?
No block. Not on the
look at those areolas.
You know, somebody in IT is like, why is that? Why is Long Island having a flood of Cam Soda? What's on that site?
Ebony cams, couple cams.
It was show prep.
Cam girls and nude women, Latina cams. Monica, what are you?
Look at my areolas.
I got access tonight.
Oh. How do they know about Cam Soda?
She pulls out her breasts and she is juggling them. Then she bends over and pulls down her panties.
Wow.
Roger, what were you even saying, though?
That's why I want my daughter to smoke pot instead of drink right there.
That was the teacher on the when she was doing the remember a couple of weeks ago, the teacher who sent pictures to her boyfriend and then
right in the school.
Yeah, in the school.
What happens to your theory when your daughter smokes pot and then flashes her boobs?
Well,
she's out of the will.
Okay. I love how quickly you had there's already a plan.
Yeah.
How dare you disrespect the weed like that?
My son is going, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, it's all going to me.
All right, well, Roger, JP, it's 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. All right, there's Kate, the flashing Oilers fan. If you weren't watching the Stanley Cup, you never know, maybe she'll show up again. He truly is in a period. I feel like she was making that up, by the way. A little too much, and or maybe an excuse for what she did.
Oh, no.
She does work in the Canadian oil fields. You have no idea what she's capable of.
She's pounding them, just shotgunning everyone,
bad
probably.
Bitch, yeah.
Roger, she, or I don't know how they do it in Canada, but here, remember the Trulies are double size. They're the big old huge ones. They're not the regular slim
hockey
pants.
Games, you're
yeah.
Right.
So she had 16 then?
Something,
oof.
Yeah.
Oof. All right, we'll be right back.